We just thank God for you. God has much people in this city.
Mungu ana watu wengi sana katika mji huu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Brother Daniel, I opened my Bible. I was thinking about something Brother Branham said.
Nilikuwa nadhani kupata kitu ambacho Ndugu Branham alisema.
When one time he opened his Bible, it just fell open at a verse.
Ndugu Branham alifungua tu Biblia wakati fulani na ikaenda kwa mstari fulani.
And I opened my Bible.
Nami nikaenda kufungua Biblia yangu.
And it fell open to a verse in the 18th chapter of book of Acts.
Na ikaenda katika sura ya 18 ya kitabu cha Matendo.
It says the Lord came to Paul in a night vision.
Na Mungu akaja kwa Paulo katika ono la usiku.
And says, fear not, hold not thy peace.
Usinyamaze, usiogope na ukanyamaza.
For I am with you.
Kwa sababu niko pamoja nawe.
I have much people in this city.
Niko na watu wengi sana katika mji huu.
And no man shall set on you to do you hurt.
Na hakuna mtu atakaye kuzuia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
So I just feel real good to be here with you.
Na jisikia vema sana kuwa hapa nanyi asubuhi ya leo.
This has been my first visit to Kenya in the sense of having meeting.
Ni matembezi yangu ya kwanza kuja Kenya katika njia kwamba sijawahi kuwa na mkutano wote. Kenya huu ni mkutano wa kwanza.
We've traveled quite extensively in Africa.
Tumesafiri sana hapa Afrika.
But we finally got to Kenya and I feel right at home.
Lakini wakati nimekuja Kenya na nisikia niko nyumbani tena.
Amen. Thank God for your pastor, Brother
Simon. Ndugu Simon, mtumaini wenu.
Amen.
Amina.
I love his spirit.
Mimi napenda roho yake sana.
And he's very dedicated to the Lord.
Ni mtu ambaye anajiweka wakfu sana.
So I thank God for him.
Nashukuru sana
kwa hiyo. Let's give God a good hand.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
So we're traveling with my wife.
Tunasafiri na mke wangu.
She's a very good helpmate.
Ni msaidizi mzuri sana.
Yes, she helps me a lot in the arrangements of travel.
Ananisaidia sana kupanga jinsi ya kusafiri.
And she takes the messages for us.
Na vitabu nyuma maana ubiri yangu anatia chapa.
She puts them on the website.
Anaziweka kwa website.
So I think she does a good job.
Mimi nafikiri anafanya kazi nzuri sana.
Let's give her a hand. Amen.
Amina.
All right, we'll get right to the Word of God now.
Sasa tunataka tuingilie neno la Mungu sasa hivi.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Brother Simon is not only a good brother, he interprets very well.
Usamu sio ndugu mzuri tu, ni mtafsiri mzuri mno.
And I thank God for that.
Nashukuru Mungu sana kwa hiyo.
Amen.
At first I was reluctant to call him.
Kila wakati nilikuwa nataka kumpigia simu lakini naogopa, sioni nataka kumpigia simu.
He left me his number.
Akanipa namba yake.
But I was fearful that I couldn't understand it.
Mimi nikaogopa kwamba huenda sitaelewa lafudhi yake bila anapotoka
maneno. But to my amazement, he spoke English very well.
Lakini wakati mwazungumza naye akaongea kizungu vizuri mno.
Had no problem.
Sikuwa na shida kabisa.
So that's that communication God has given us.
Sasa hiyo ni mawasiliano ambayo Mungu ametupa.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. I want to read in the Word of God then.
Nataka nisome katika neno la Mungu sasa hivi.
In the fourth chapter of the book of Luke to begin with.
Sasa ni sura ya nne kitabu cha Luka kuanzia.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
And I want to begin reading here.
Nataka nianze kusoma hapa.
It's in a scripture something that Jesus said.
Jambo fulani alosema Yesu katika maandiko.
I want to begin reading Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
Nataka kwanza Luka sura 4 aya 16.
Reads like this.
Amen.
And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read.
Akaenda Nazareti hapo alipolelewa na siku ya Sabato akaingia katika sinagogi kama ilivyokuwa desturi yake akasimama ili asome.
And there were delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book he found the place where it was written.
Akapewa chuo cha nabii Isaya, akakifungua chuo, akatafuta mahali palipoandikwa,
the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Roho Bwana juu yangu kwa maana amenitia mafuta kuhubiri maskini habari njema.
He has sent me to heal the broken hearted.
Amenituma kuwafunga wao waliofungiwa, waliosetwa samahani.
To preach deliverance to the captive.
Kuwatangazia wafungwa kufunguliwa kwao.
The recovering of the sight to the blind.
Na vipofu kupata kuona tena.
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Kuacha huru waliosetwa.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Na kutangaza mwaka wa Bwana uliokubaliwa.
And he closed the book.
Akakifunga chuo.
And gave it to the minister.
Akamrudisha mtumishi.
And sat down.
Akaketi.
And the eyes of them all were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
Akakifunga chuo, akamrudisha mtumishi. Akaketi na watu wote walikuwemo katika sinagogi wakamkazia macho.
And he began to say to them,
akaanza kuambia,
this day this scripture is fulfilled in your ears.
Leo hii maandiko haya yametimia masikioni mwenu.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Now I want to take for a thought this morning.
Nataka nichukue somo hapa asubuhi ya leo.
The first part of verse 18.
Sehemu ya kwanza ya aya 18.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Roho Bwana yu juu yangu kwa maana amenitia mafuta kuwahubiri maskini habari njema.
And I want to take the thought, Jesus preached the gospel to the poor.
Na nataka niite ujumbe, Yesu alihubiri injili kwa maskini.
Let us pray.
Tuombe.
Heavenly Father,
Baba mbinguni,
Lord, as we come to you,
Baba asubuhi leo Bwana,
Lord, as usual, we come with thankful hearts.
Baba, kila wakati huja na nyoyo ya shukrani.
Lord, thanking you for all the great things you've done for us.
Baba, nakushukuru kwa mambo mazuri uliotutendea.
And the things you've done for us, the most being you died on the cross for us.
Na kwa mambo umetendea zaidi ya yote ulikufa msalabani.
Forgive us for our sins.
Kasamehe dhambi zetu.
And then came to live within us.
Ukaja kuishi ndani yetu, amen.
Through the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Kupitia ubatizo wa Roho Mtakatifu.
Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Baba, tunakushukuru Mungu wetu.
For this privilege.
Kwa sababu ya kujaliwa sambuli hii.
Just to stand for you.
Kusimama kwa niaba yako.
As you stood for us so many times.
Bila umetusimamia sana mara mingi.
Lord, I just pray that you will anoint us to speak.
Naomba kwamba Mungu utatutia upako tunene.
Words that will be of a benefiting nature.
Maneno ambayo itakuwa na faida kwa wasikizaji.
And also anoint the ears of the hearer, we pray.
Hata pia ukatia mafuta masikio ya wenye kusikia.
These things we ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Mambo hayo tuuliza katika jina takatifu la Bwana Yesu Kristo.
Amen.
All right, you may be seated at your time.
Ketini sasa.
Praise the Lord. Now the thought I'm taking this morning,
wazo ambalo nachukua asubuhi ya leo,
it's a thought that I haven't used before.
Ni wazo ambalo nishatumia mahali fulani.
But the Lord just brought this to me.
Lakini Bwana ameniletea hili tu.
And he appeared to Paul in a night vision.
Bila alionekana kwa Paulo katika ono usiku.
My thought weren't that outstanding.
Wazo langu kana simama.
He didn't appear to me in a vision.
Hakuonekana kwangu katika ono wakati huu.
But the thought just came within me.
Lakini wazo lilitokea tu.
And I believe it to be the Lord.
Na naamini kwamba ni Bwana.
And the thought was he preached the gospel to the poor.
Na wazo lilikuwa ni kwamba akahubiri injili kwa maskini.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now in the days before Jesus came,
siku kabla Yesu Kristo anakuja,
religion has become so formal.
Dini ilikuwa imekuwa ya kikawaida mno.
The keepers of the law,
wale ambao walikuwa wanatunza Taurati,
and those that were in charge of the tabernacle,
na wale ambao walikuwa wanahusiana kufanya kazi katika hekalu,
they had grown fat on the things that were provided by the people.
Walikuwa wameona kwa vile vitu ambavyo vilikuwa vinapeanwa na watu.
But they looked more to the higher echelon of people.
Na wakaanza kutazamia sana watu wa kiwango cha juu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But when Jesus came, he did it a different way.
Lakini Yesu alipokuja akaitenda tofauti.
Amen. When Jesus came, he preached to the common man.
Yesu alipokuja akahubiria watu wa kawaida.
He did not go to the high priest.
Hakuenda kwa makuhani wakuu
and get instruction from them.
Na kupata maagizo kutoka kwao.
But he followed after the leading of God.
Lakini alifuata muondoko ama mwongozo wa Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And he went and preached that to the people that were poor, that was in need.
Na akaenda kuhubiria watu ambao walikuwa maskini ambao walikuwa na mahitaji.
Amen.
There's another scripture likewise says the same.
Kuna andiko kama hilo mahali pengine ambapo nasema mambo yale yale.
And it's in also in the book of Luke.
Na anazungumzia katika kitabu cha Luka.
There's another scripture spoken of in Matthew 11:5, but I want to just read this one in the book of Luke here.
Kuna katika Mathayo 11:5, lakini nataka kusoma katika Luka.
And it's in the book of Luke, chapter 7.
Luka sura 7.
And I want to begin reading.
Nataka niendelee kusoma kwanza kusoma.
Verse 19.
Aya 19.
And John had been thrown in prison at this time.
Na Yohana alikuwa amewekwa katika kifungo wakati huu.
And we all know John was that forerunner of his day to come to the Lord.
Na tunajua kwamba Yohana alikuwa ni mtangulizi wa kuja kwa Bwana.
And John was the very one that introduced Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God.
Na Yohana ndiye alitanguliza Yesu kama mwanakondoo wa Mungu.
But after John was put in prison,
baada ya John Yohana kuwekwa katika kifungo,
and his work being finished,
na kazi yake kama imekamilika,
he began to wonder, was this the one that was the Messiah?
Akaanza kuona anakosa kufahamu kama huyu ndiye Masiha alikuwa anasema.
So his curiosity rose to the point,
sasa kule kutaka kujua ukainuka katika kiwango fulani,
he sent two disciples,
paka akatuma wanafunzi wawili,
to inquire if Jesus was the one or not.
Kama aenda kuuliza Yesu kama ni yeye ama kuna mwingine.
Oh, should we yet look for another?
Ama tumoje mwingine.
Well, he's the one.
Ni yeye kuna sifi.
Yeah, he's still the one today.
Yeah, you know, I guess
he is. Amen. That just shows John, he was a human being.
Yohana, tambua kwamba alikuwa ni mwanadamu wa kawaida sasa.
As well as a great prophet.
Tena alikuwa ni nabii yule mkuu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're reading what he said to his two disciples.
Tunasoma kile ambacho aliambia wanafunzi wake.
Verse 19.
Aya 19.
And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or should we look for another?
Ndipo Yohana alipoita wale wawili katika wanafunzi wake akawatuma kwa Yesu akiuliza, wewe ndiwe yule ajaye ama tumtazamie mwingine?
And when the men were come unto Jesus, they said, John has sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come? Or look we for another?
Na walipofika kwake walisema, Yohana Mbatizaji ametutuma kwako, akisema, wewe ndiye yule ajayo ama tumtazamie mwingine?
Now Jesus didn't jump up and say, yes, I'm the one.
Yesu akuruka na kusema, ndiyo ni mimi.
He wanted them to get a revelation and see something. And God wants us to see something today. That's why we're here.
You're the one
to make love to our Lord. To make love to our Lord.
Yeah, to find your upendo kwa Mungu wetu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And to have fellowship with him.
Na tuwe na ushirika na yeye.
And while doing that,
tunapo. Amen. Tunapofanya hivyo,
the Lord will show us something.
Mungu atatuonyesha kitu wakati wa sasa.
It's going to be a revelation.
Itakuwa ni ufunuo sasa.
All right, let's continue reading.
Tuendelee kusoma sasa pale. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
So,
and in that same hour,
right. Yes.
He cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind, he gave sight.
Na saa ile ile aliwaponya wengi magonjwa yao na misiba na pepo wabaya na vipofu wengi aliwakaribia kuona.
Amen.
Amina.
Then Jesus answered and said unto them,
ndipo alipojibu Yesu akamwambia,
I want to stop on that just a moment.
Nataka nikome hapa kwa muda mfupi.
Now Jesus, he wanted them to report what they saw.
Yesu alikuwa anataka waende wapige ripoti kila mmoja kwa naona.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when the disciples testified about Jesus, they said, we can only testify what we've seen and heard.
Na wanafunzi walipokuwa pale kutoshuhuda kwa Yesu Kristo walisema, tutashuhudia kile tuliona na kusikia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've got everlasting testimony in this house.
Tuko na ushuhuda wa milele wakati huu.
Of what we've seen and what we've heard.
Kila ambacho tumeona na kila ambacho tumesikia.
Amen.
Amen.
We conclude by saying, and he doeth all things well.
Tunaweza sema kwamba yeye atenda mambo yote vema.
We sum it up just like the disciples of John did.
Tunaweza fanya tu vile wanafunzi wa Yohana walivyofanya.
Reporting what we see convinces us.
Amen.
Tukiripoti kile ambacho tumeona.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let's continue reading the verse now.
Tuendelee kusoma katika ile.
Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard.
Ndipo alipojibu akamwambia, enendeni mkamwelezee Yohana yale mliyoona na kuyasikia.
How that the blind see,
kwamba vipofu wanapata kuona,
the lame walk,
viwete wanatembea,
the lepers are clean,
wenye ukoma wanatakasika,
the dead hear,
viziwi wanasikia,
the dead are raised,
wafu wanafufuliwa.
Watch this next part of the
ingine sasa ni gani?
The poor, to the poor the gospel is preached.
Maskini wahubiriwa habari njema.
And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
Naye heri mtu yeyote asiyetukizwa na mimi.
Now there's another place that you will get it at this point.
Kuna mahali pengine katika mathayo ambapo tutafikia wakati huu.
But it also says, to the poor,
kwa maskini,
the gospel is preached.
Inahubiriwa injili.
Which shows me,
inaonyesha kwamba,
that was a very important part of Jesus' ministry.
Ilikuwa ni sehemu muhimu sana ya huduma ya Bwana Yesu Kristo.
And he's the same yesterday.
Na yeye jana na leo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the people that heard Jesus gladly.
How do watu ambao walisikia Yesu kwa furaha?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God saw something in them.
Kwa sababu Mungu aliona kitu ndani yao.
They might have been poor in earthly possessions.
Wao sasa walikuwa maskini katika miliki ya dunia.
They were rich in the things of the Lord.
Lakini walikuwa tajiri katika mambo ya Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We were raised up very poor.
Nasa kwamba ndio kwa maskini.
Like many places in Africa.
Kama mahali pengi hapa Afrika.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God is much more real.
Lakini Mungu ni hakika sana.
Because we don't look to earthly things.
Kwa sababu hatutazami mambo ya dunia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul said we look not on things that are temporal.
Paulo alisema hatutazami mambo ambayo ni ya muda tu.
But on the eternal things.
Lakini kwa mambo ya milele.
Amen. That's the only thing that lasts.
Ni jambo la kibaki.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He preached the gospel to the
poor. Akahubiri injili kwa maskini.
And that's one of the things he told John.
Haya baadhi ya mambo aliyambia wanafunzi.
Okay, John.
Yeye mwambie Yohana.
That the poor has the gospel.
Kwamba maskini wanasikia injili.
Hallelujah. And that it for John.
Na hiyo Yohana akika ikamjulisha Yohana.
John was ready to go then.
Sasa ana akasema kama ni hivyo
atalelewa.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He saw taking place what was prophesied to take place.
Aliona yale ambayo yalikuwa yametabiriwa kwamba yatatendeka yakitendeka.
And when Jesus began his ministry.
Na Yesu alipoanza huduma yake.
And God anointed him.
Na Mungu akamtia upako.
By the Spirit of the Lord.
Kwa Roho wa Mungu.
It says he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor.
Nasema kwamba alitua mafuta ahubiri maskini.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So he preached the gospel to the poor.
Alihubiri injili kwa maskini.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God hadn't changed.
Na Mungu hajabadilika.
That's the one that received the truth.
Huyo ndio aliyebaki wa kweli sasa.
I noticed one time a man came to Brother Branham.
Na yule akatufanya mtu fulani akaja kwa Brother Branham.
And he said, Brother Brown, why do you go around in
Pentecostal?
Oh, they're just unlittle educated people. You know, why don't you come to us?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Brown said, because they are the one that will receive that. The man said, well, why don't you come unto us? He said, if you'll invite me, I will come. He said, oh, I'm not the church. I'm just one of them. He said, the man answered Brother Brown and said, oh, I'm not the church. I'm just one of them. In other words, I don't have authority to invite you. You've got to change if we invite you. You got to quit fooling around with those folks. Those poor folks. Hallelujah. Amen. But those are the ones who heard a message. Those are the ones that heard the original Son of Man when he came to preach. Hallelujah. And when God revealed the Son of Man to us in this last day, the gospel went to the poor.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because that's who it was sent to.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Brown's his first marriage, God spoke to him to go to the Pentecostal. Led him to come be with us. Preach
for us.
But his mother-in-law said, don't go to them people. Said, oh, they're just a little uneducated people. They kind of like the scum of the earth.
See what you're bowing kilele cha.
They will starve if you go out there. So Brother Brian listened to it. And didn't go.
Now how went that?
And that's when the great flood came there in Ohio. And the water got 22 feet up on
the ground.
He saw an angel come measure 22 feet.
I don't know what I can do, I keep him.
I had a brother from South Carolina go up to Jeffersonville. From South Carolina. And he saw a mark on the side of the building where the water's been.
Now
he asked the owner of the building. He said, how far is that? He didn't know about Brother Brown's problem.
He said,
that's exactly 22 feet. Just what God said it was. Well, at that time, his wife and baby got sick. And they died very soon thereafter. And God spoke to Brother Brown. Said, you've got to learn to obey me when I speak. So he immediately go among the Pentecostal people. He came to South Africa. And had some of the greatest meetings that has ever been had. Great healings took place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
When God revealed the Son of Man in this hour, amen, the gospel went to the poor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's still revealing Christ to us today. And the gospel's still going to the poor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was raised up very poor. Lived in a house with dirt floor in it. No electricity. No running water. No plumbing on the inside. Hallelujah. But we love the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. One group came and I began to preach. He said, you'll come and go with us, we'll send you to every big city in the nation.
We'll send
you. Yeah, we'll send
you. He said, but you have to join up with us.
Lazima uungane na sisi katika madhabahu yetu.
I said, thank you, but no thanks.
Lakini nasema asante lakini la.
Hallelujah. Amen. But God sent me anyway, so it didn't matter.
Mungu alituma hivi.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We do it God's way, it'll always get done.
Tukitenda katika njia ya Mungu kila wakati itatendeka.
The main goal of Christianity.
Lengo hasa la Ukristo.
Is lift up Jesus Christ.
Amen. Ni kuinua Yesu Kristo.
Amen. Lift him head and shoulder above everyone.
Ni kuinua Yesu Kristo juu ya mabega ya kila mmoja wetu.
Amen. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Ni Kristo ndani yake atukufu.
Amen. And the poor was the one that received that.
Na Paulo ndiye aliyepokea.
Brother Brown told the ministry that they are the one that will receive it. So isn't it amazing in the Word of God?
Yeah.
When Jesus started his ministry, one of the first things was said, the poor shall have the gospel preached to them.
Amen.
And when the two disciples came to John inquiring, one of the things Jesus said, go tell John, the poor has the gospel for you. John baptized. And they asked John, are you him? Are you the Messiah? John said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. Had they known the word, they'd know that was in Isaiah. They
can
identify him as but they wouldn't receive John. Because John wasn't dressed right for him.
Because John
had camel hair around
him.
He didn't speak right for him. He talked about accept the root of the tree. He talked about the serpent. He calls that you're of your father the devil to the religious
leaders.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So they wouldn't have anything to do with John. In their mind and in their thinking, this can't be of God. If it was, they would go into the temple, to the
highway.
Besides, look how John's dressed.
He
just got a camel hair spread. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Said he don't have on a priestly garment. But John was going to the pool. Says the poor shall have the gospel. And his job was to introduce Christ.
Yeah.
And we're still introducing him today.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's fresh to us every morning, the Word says. Amen. He's fresh to us every day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. He was brand new to me today. Because he's ever present. To meet our needs. Go from to him praising thanksgiving because he wants us to praise
him.
He meets our needs and we meet his.
Anakutana mahitaji yetu nasi tukutana na mahitaji yake.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus came forward and began his ministry, he had needs.
Alikuwa na mahitaji pia.
He needed other men to join and preach the same thing. Hallelujah. So he began to call apostles. He began to call disciples. Hallelujah. He came to seek seek a seed of God.
Akaanza kutafuta mbegu ya Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He's still doing it today.
Na bado yuwafanya hivyo siku ya leo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord spoke to Paul and said, "Fear not, hold not peace."
Mungu akamwambia Paul akamwambia usiogope wewe tulia.
Hold not that peace. He said.
Tulia akasema.
Amen. He said, "I have much people in this city."
Akasema nina watu wengi katika mji huu.
And no man shall set on thee to do thy hurt.
Na hakuna mtu atakuzuia.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, God's moving today.
Ndugu na dada, Mungu anatoka leo.
And he's not filling the people with fear, but with love and power and a sound mind.
Na hajazi watu uovu, anawajaza upendo na nia tima.
So the poor has the gospel.
Wewe maskini wana injili ya Kristo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God sent the Son of Man.
Mungu alituma mwana wa Adamu.
Or sent a Son of Man to release Son of Man.
Alituma mwana wa Adamu kumfunua yule mwana wa Adamu.
And as the Son of Man is being revealed,
na yule mwana wa Adamu ndiye anafunuliwa.
The poor has the gospel preached.
Maskini wako na injili ku. Amina.
When God sent Brother Brown to South Africa,
wakati Mungu alikuwa mgramu kwa Afrika ya Kusini,
it said there was hundreds of thousands came out.
Sasa kulikuwa na watu 1,000,000 walokuja.
Amen. 30,000 gave their heart to God at one time.
Watu 30,000 wakaokoka wakati.
He went among the poor like the Lord said.
Alikuwa miongoni mwa watu maskini bila kusema Bwana.
Church leaders wouldn't come around. They
didn't want to be there. Wasingaliweza kuja kwa kitu mkutano hili.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, because it didn't fit their flavor.
Kwa sababu haikutoshea ladha.
Amen.
Amina.
Amen, it tastes good today.
Haikuonja sawa sawa kwao.
But to the elected predestinated seed, it tasted just right.
Lakini aliwala wale tunao wapate hiyo. Amina.
And the same thing today.
Na jambo lile lile siku ya leo.
As he continued to anoint men of God.
Anapoendelea kufanya kwa watu wa Mungu.
To bring the word of God.
Kuleta neno la Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It tastes good to the people of God.
Inaonja vizuri sana kwa watu wa Mungu.
It brings a little brook back from heaven.
Anaja kutoka mbinguni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he tells us to take the little book.
Anatuambia tuchukue kile kitabu kidogo.
And eat it up.
Na tukile kitabu hicho.
Says it tastes good in your mouth.
Ama ni kizuri katika kinywa chako.
Let it be bitter on your stomach.
Lakini ni chungu sana katika tumbo lako.
And then he said, when you do this, prophesy.
Lakini akasema utakapokula,
we eat first and then we prophesy.
Tunakula kwanza
the word of God. We eat the revelation.
Tunakula ufunuo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To understand the word.
Amen.
Thanking God.
Amen.
The book was sealed up in heaven.
Kitabu kilikuwa kimefungwa kule mbinguni.
And there was not a denomination could get.
Na hakuna dhehebu lilipata kukielewa.
There was no priest, no pope.
Hakuna kuhani, hakuna popo.
Or no religious man.
Ama mtu yeyote wa kidini.
That could get the book.
Ama alipata kitabu hicho.
Amen. But there was one that could.
Lakini kuna mmoja angaliweza.
There was one that was worthy.
Yule ambaye alikuwa na sahihi.
He got the book.
Akachukua kitabu hicho naye.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he made us worthy.
Akatufanya sisi kuwa watu wastahili.
He came back there. He said, "Now you take it."
Sasa akachukua akaja akaongeza chukua kitabu hicho.
The question was asked, who is worthy to take the book?
Swali lilikuwa ni nani atakaye kuchukua kitabu?
At first there was only one.
Amen, amen. Maana hakukuwa na mtu mmoja ambaye anastahili.
But that one made us all worthy.
But yule mmoja alifanya sisi kuwa worthy.
By you dying and him living in you.
Now, where are you for that issue?
It's not your life, but it's his.
So many shayaka, you know, many shayaka.
Jesus Christ within you took the blood.
Yes, so. Amen. Yes, so. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
As the Lamb were worthy, he made you worthy. Amen. He said the gospel will be preached to the poor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus didn't go to the million-dollar cathedrals.
Yesu hakuenda kwa katika kathedro kule.
Amen. He associated with the publican sinners.
Alihusiana na watoza ushuru watu maskini.
Amen. Like a commoner.
Alikuwa kama mtu wa kawaida kwa watu wa kawaida.
Just a common man among them.
Mtu wa kawaida tu kwa watu wa kawaida.
He could easily lose himself in the crowd. Amen. He could easily lose himself in the crowd.
Yeah, and then again, that's what the water goes through after what they're going to lay on that.
He didn't have a big white robe on.
I'm going to look at them briefly.
He didn't have a big cross hanging around there.
I'm going to look at them like a shingle.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We stopped to get something to eat coming out of a town in North Carolina, USA. Yeah, North Carolina, USA.
Okay, kule katika Carolina ya kaskazini kule Marekani.
And we were lined up waiting our turn.
Na tulikuwa tunangojea.
And I noticed the people, all of them began to step over and bow down.
Nikaanza kuona watu wanatoka kando na kuinama.
I looked to see what they were bowing down for.
Nikaanza kuangalia walikuwa wanainamia nini.
Here came a black robe priest.
Kukaja na kuhani amevaa
big cross around his neck.
Na msalaba katika shingo lake.
Amen.
Amina.
Had a big golden chain tied to the cross.
Alikuwa na nguo zilizofungwa msalaba.
And he came walking through there and everybody stepped back.
Akaja kila mtu anarudi nyuma.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. When Jesus came, he came to the poor.
Yesu alipokuja alikuja kwa masikini.
He came to the predestinated.
Alikuja kwa wateule wa Mungu.
There's a scripture in the Word of God where Paul said, "You see your calling, brother."
Amen.
Paulo ndiye akasema ndugu wakuu
nitakwenda.
Hakuna watu wakuu ambao waliitwa.
Not the noble.
Si watu mashujaa hodari.
Amen. But the poor.
Lakini wale watu masikini.
He said they count us as the scum of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
That they count us as the scum of the earth.
Okay.
Amen. 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 That's why some people look at us today. We're meeting here in the little school building.
Tukutana hapa katika shule ndogo hapa.
Some would say that was God and being a big cathedral. It wasn't that way in Bible days. In Bible days, the poor received the gospel. And the poor still receiving it. Because the poor is becoming rich on the things of God. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was rich.
Biblia sema kwamba Yesu Kristo alikuwa tajiri.
But he became poor.
Lakini alifanyika kuwa maskini.
Hey, amen. You can become rich.
Hallelujah.
It stirred that city up. It made the religious leaders so mad they couldn't stand it.
Na ikafanya watu wa kidini wakasikia vibaya sana wao sio wanaweza kustahimili.
Amina. Then one day I was walking down the street.
Wakati fulani kwa natembea katika njia.
He saw a blind man.
Akaona vipofu pale.
And he did something no religious leader would ever do.
Yes. Alikuwa kama mtu wa dhehebu asingefanya.
All right, the blind man sitting there.
Yule kipofu akiketi pale.
Amen. Jesus said, "Receive your sight."
Yesu akasema pokea kuona kwako.
Amen.
Amina.
And as he continued, he took and spit.
Alipoenda pale chini akatema.
Amen. Now what this man, the poor got the gospel preached.
Sasa wale wa maskini ambao wanataka kuhubiri injili.
There would be no priest to do that.
Hakukuwa na kuhani wa kufanya hivyo.
Jesus said,
Yesu akasema,
Amen.
Amina.
Took his finger and spit.
Akatoa mate yake.
And rubbed around in that dirt.
Alafu akaisugua katika ule udongo.
And he made some anointing oil with it.
Akatengeneza mafuta upako juu yake.
Amen. He rubbed it on the man's eye.
Akasukua katika macho yule mtu.
Said, go wash in the pool of Siloam.
Akamwambia nenda ukaoge katika kidumbi cha Siloam.
And he went and washed and God gave him back his sight.
Na alipoenda kuomba kule kwa Mungu.
And the poor had the gospel preached.
Sasa maskini wakawa injili
hubiriwa. Hallelujah. He did none of these things to the high priest.
Hakufanya mambo hayo kwa makuhani wakuu na watu.
Amen.
Amina.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then once Simon, one of the priestly order,
wengine walikuwa wanataka katika itikadi ya kikuhani,
invited Jesus over to his home.
Mmoja yule akamwalika Yesu katika boma lake.
Probably to show how ridiculous he was.
Kuona vile ilikuwa ni ya kukashifu kuona.
Because when he came in, they didn't wash his feet.
Kwa sababu walikuja wako mtawadha miguu yake.
They didn't anoint him.
Hata wakumtia mafuta.
Amen.
Amina.
But there he sat alone in this crowd of dignitaries.
Lakini kukaa waheshimiwa kwenye kipango.
Then he came to preach the gospel to the poor.
Lakini alikuja kuhubiri injili kwa maskini.
Amen.
Here came a poor woman in.
Kukaja mwanamke maskini mdogo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She didn't have a good reputation, but Jesus thinks she'll give her one.
Hapo na heshima kubwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amina.
She bowed down and began to cry, her tears washing Jesus' feet, and dried them with her hand. All the religious people stood around and said, what a ridiculous thing.
Watu wa kidini wakasema jambo gani la aibu sambuli hili.
If this was a man of God, he would know.
Kwa Mungu angalijua ni mwanamke sambuli gani.
He would know what kind of woman this was.
Angalijua mwanamke sambuli gani anamtawala.
Well, he knew what kind of woman that was, but he also knew what kind of man Simon was.
Alijua mtu alijua mwanamke alikuwa sambuli gani, hawa watu walikuwa watu gani.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they rebuked him for it.
Wakamkemea kwa sababu ya hiyo.
Amen. But he said, leave this woman alone.
Akasema mwache mwanamke mwache.
Why she's gonna be told about as a gospel priest. She was a commoner.
Alikuwa mtu wa kawaida.
She was a woman of ill fame.
Alikuwa mwanamke alikuwa na sifa mbaya.
But Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost.
Lakini Yesu alikuja kuokoa kutoka kwa yule mwanamke.
He said, then there are here no need of physician.
Akasema yule ambaye si mgonjwa hahitaji
tabibu. Amen, but him that sick is the one need of physician.
Lakini yule mgonjwa ndiye anahitaji tabibu.
Amen. There are poor people that they need this gospel.
Kuna watu wengi ambao wanahitaji injili.
God's anointed ministry to preach and give them the word.
Mungu ametia mafuta ni uhubiri neno.
We're not looking for big things or high things.
Akasema mambo makubwa na vitu vya kutafuta vitu vya chini.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're looking unto Jesus.
Tumtazamia Yesu.
He came as our example.
Alikuja kama kielelezo chetu.
Amen.
Amina.
And on three different occasions that specifically said,
kuna mahali tofauti patatu ambapo amesemwa,
that he preached the gospel to the poor.
Aliwahubiri maskini injili.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go tell John the poor got the gospel.
Nenda kamwambia Yohana kwamba hasimu ana maana.
That satisfied John.
Na hiyo sasa ikamridhisha Yohana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And today he's doing something among us.
Na wakati anafanya jambo miongoni mwetu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many people are trying to go to knowledge.
Watu wanajaribu kufuata maarifa.
Many people are going to how many quotes they can quote.
Watu watakuja na nukuu mingi ambayo wanaweza kunukuu.
One man told me, said, "Do you use 50 quotes to prove you're right?"
Mtu fulani akaniambia, ndugu fulani akaniambia, lazima uwe na nukuu 50 ndio unithibitishe kwamba unasema ukweli.
He said, "I'll use 51 to prove I'm right." Amen. Yeah, he said he would quote more.
Kwamba yeye naye atanukuu 51 zaidi.
Amen.
Kwamba akasawa.
Well, I tell you, you do the quoting, that's in this, you don't want to do plenty quoting.
Amen.
Amen. That's plenty quoting right here.
Kama kuna kunukuu, kuna kunukuu ya kutosha mingi hapa katika.
Amen. Hallelujah, God left us the word.
Mungu alituachia neno.
And he gave us Holy Ghost sense of how to use it.
Akatupa Roho Mtakatifu.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He put a sword in our hand, but we don't gag each other with it. The sword. God put a sword in our hand.
Tunaupanga katika mikononi mwetu.
Amen. But Joel said they don't gag each other with a sword.
Lakini msikate mmoja kwa mwingine.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of people specialize in gouging somebody. But while they're gouging somebody, I want to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I get no pleasure out of gouging somebody. I get no pleasure out of proving somebody wrong.
That's right.
I get pleasure telling them about a man to save my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And there's so many good things to say about him. I could preach the rest of my life and get it all said. So I conclude the half has not yet been told. The half has not yet been told about Jesus. Glory to God. Just to think he's here with us today. Amen. The same Jesus walked the same shores of Galilee.
Yes, you know what it's like a
that preached the gospel to the poor. That same Jesus is here today. Hallelujah. He's still preaching the gospel to the poor. He's still making the poor rich and spiritual.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, brother. Let me get mine off too.
Amen.
If the pastor can do it, I can do it.
What is funny?
Amen. We're getting ready to work now.
Amen.
Amen.
In the Lord good. Amen. I love him so good, I like to take him home with me every day. I like to fellowship with him every day. I like to talk to him every morning.
Hallelujah.
Because I love him so much. I appreciate him so much. He's done so much for me. Hallelujah.
Lakini sina cha kumlipa lakini anaonyesha kwamba
anamtolea. Amen. In real.
Yenu hakika.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where are these vocal cords now?
Amen. Bless
him,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amina.
Glory to God. Don't you love him now?
Amen. Mnampenda?
Amen. Amen. He's made us rich.
Ametufanya kuwa tajiri.
I mean, I didn't have a penny in my pocket. Now, penny in the USA is just a small coin.
Mimi sikuwa na pesa katika mfuko wangu, unajua ni kama mnururu, unajua.
Amen. But you know, I was just as happy as I could be.
Lakini niko na furaha jinsi naweza kuwa.
Hallelujah, because I'm rich anyway.
Kwa sababu niko tajiri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's a song says, "I'm drinking from the saucer."
Yes.
Amen.
Because my cup had run over. Hallelujah. Amen. Give me more than I could ever use.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not talking financial here or anything of that nature. Amen. I was born poor, raised poor. Amen. But I'm rich and
all. Anasema alizaliwa maskini sana, hakuwa na pesa, lakini tajiri sana sasa.
Amen.
Amina.
Now, over there, now, so now. Amen. Well, when I begin to talk about this lovely Jesus, I get very excited. And when I see who he came to, it makes me more excited. When I see that he so specifically said, the poor has the gospel preached to
them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then when I read his story, life story, when I see where he went, when I see what he's done, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
it makes me fall in love with him more.
And I find him fantasy.
He said, if I be lifted up,
I'll be lifted up.
So we lift up Jesus. He's the only one worthy to be lifted up. When the prophet of God came, he lifted up Jesus.
Not
on him, brother. We just get warmed up
here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. Brother, we're preaching on the gospel. Jesus Christ preached the gospel to the poor.
Ndugu tunahubiri kwamba Yesu Kristo alihubiri injili kwa maskini.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amina.
And that's who he went to. That's who he associated with.
Na hao ndio alienda kwao na hao ndio
alishirikiana
nao. Hallelujah.
Amen. He went among those of what the world would think was a lower class. And the priests, they didn't like him. They didn't want anything to do with him. They tried every way to trap him. They tried every way to get him to misspeak. Amen. They tempted him by asking him certain tricky questions. But he always came out on top.
Hallelujah.
My Jesus never failed.
Yes, we are
Hallelujah. Heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus never failed. Amen.
Amen.
One day, one of the religious leaders got an idea. Say, you know, there's a lady here that's not a good reputation. Says, let's point somebody to watch her. Catch her in the very act. We'll bring her to Jesus. We'll see if what he'll do with her. So they cuff the woman. The Bible says in the very act. But I've always wondered what happened to the man. How come they didn't bring the man to
it?
It was a trick situation. It was a setup. They wanted to embarrass Jesus. They wanted to get him to say something contrary to the law. So that they could get him, they'd have something on him.
Amen.
Amen. So they came, with all their religious guard. Said, good master. We caught this woman in the very act of adultery. Now Moses says that such a woman ought to be stoned, but ought to know your opinion. Well, Jesus outsmarted them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He always did and he always will. He just bent over and began to write in the sand. The Bible don't say what he wrote. But whatever it was, when the eldest one read it, he turned and walked away. He kept writing. And if there's other fellows that you fellows handle this, I gotta go. You know, you fellows, you take care of this, I gotta go. Well, they continued to ride. The next one saw it. And read what he wrote. He likewise turned
and
and he kept riding. Pretty soon they were all gone. The gainsayer's way was made manifest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Jesus looked up at her and said, woman, where art thine accuser?
Amen, amen.
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 Jesus had the answer. Where art thou the accuser? She said, Lord, I have none.
Sasa,
amen. He's not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He said, neither condemn I thee, go and sin no more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 So I conclude that Jesus can fix it for you, regardless of what the situation is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The poor has the gospel for you.
Maskini wanainjili kuhubiriwa kwao.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He kept on doing miracles.
Akaendelea kufanya miujiza.
There was a man that was lame from his mother's womb.
Alikuwa na mtu kilema kutoka katika tumbo la mamake.
Jesus healed him.
Yesu akamponya.
And the Pharisees began to persecute him.
Mafarisayo wakaanza kumtesa kwa sababu ameponywa na Yesu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, how'd you get well? How'd you get up and walk? He said, this man called Jesus came by. And the religious leaders said, well, we know he's a sinner. The man said, whether he's a sinner or not, I know not. The man was blind instead of blind, wasn't he? He said, the only thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. Amen. That's what Jesus came to do, give the poor sight. By spiritual revelation, he's real today. He said, these things that I do and greater things shall you do because of
me.
Amen. We glorify God. And we thank God for all the great things he's done under Brother Brown. But Brother Brown let us know we can do the same. Brother F.L. Fosworth was going before Brother Brown came on the scene. He was having great healing. And he praised God when Brother Brown came along. He said, man, I've got help on this evangelistic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God used different men.
Sasa Mungu alitumia watu tofauti.
Amen. With faith in God, he can move mountains. Amen. We need to quit being scared. We need to believe God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to do like Elisha done.
Amen.
When he said, where is the Lord thy God of Elijah?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Elisha took that mountain and smoked the water. Open just the same our God's still able to move the river.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The only thing we need to do is rely desires the poor have the gospel preached
to them.
Amen. We don't need to measure our inabilities. We need to look at the abilities of Jesus Christ. When he came and demonstrated himself through Brother Brown as the Son of Man, revealed the Son of Man right through him. He's still revealing the Son of God right through his church. He's not dead. He's not gone on the journey. He hadn't changed his way. Jesus Christ the same yesterday. Amen. Amen. Say to this man, be thou moved.
Say to this man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You might have different types of mountains in your life. And you might say, well, I'm just a poor man. I'm just a poor woman. I'm not very well thought of. The mayor of the city don't know me by name. The president don't know who I am. Amen. But there's one that does.
Yeah.
The only one that counts knows who you are.
You don't want to go well in
the least he knows who you are. You were with him before the foundation of the
world.
He said he would lift the poor out of the dust. He said he would lift the beggar out of the dunghill. And set him among friends.
Hallelujah.
We're setting among friends, the angels of the Lord. There's a heavenly force here today. There's a heavenly force here today.
Kuna ushawishi mamlaka ya
Mungu yanasikia. Amen. This place is literally lined with angels of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus said through the mouth of St. Paul in Hebrews 12, you come to Mount Zion.
Amen.
You come to the church of the firstborn. You come to an innumerable host of angels. You come to where the spirits of just men made perfect.
Hallelujah.
He's still making just men spirit perfect today.
Amen. And then the level of rosa when you have to
amen.
He's making us worthy to take the book.
And then the level to fight to stand in the
book.
I'm always amazed when I read the Old Testament about sacrifice.
Well,
that they would bring a spotless lamb. And the priest would examine the lamb. And if the lamb were without blemish, it was accepted. And the man that brought the lamb went free. Jesus said one time, asked him, what did you do?
Yes, I want to listen to you. Find your meaning.
It was, did you have the right sacrifice?
I will say, yeah, well, we put out the word.
Qualification. Bring the lamb without
spot.
Bring the lamb and go free.
Amen.
The Almighty God slayed the lamb and we went free. About to let the devil or denomination anyone else put us in bondage again. Amen. I've been set free. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Whom the Son made free is free in
Jesus.
Amen. He's made us free today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're not bound by creeds or dogmas. We're not bound by ideas and opinions of men. We're not bound by ideas and opinions of men.
kanisa mnalo.
Hallelujah, but we have the, we're the poor and we have the gospel preached.
Sisi tumaskini lakini tuna injili kuhubiriwa kwetu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it amazing what God does, man?
Je, si ni ajabu jinsi Mungu anatenda mambo?
Amen. Hallelujah, the simplest.
Amejificha na kujifunua katika urahisi.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see Jesus.
Glória a Jesus.
Amen. In Him alone.
Na Jesus peke yake.
And we make Him our example, as the Word says.
Então faça o que Ele diz, tudo como Ele diz.
Hallelujah. We can have that freedom.
Tunaweza kuwa na ule uhuru.
We can have that joy.
Tunaweza kuwa na ile furaha.
He told me.
Aliniambia.
That my joy I leave with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He told me.
Hallelujah.
If I would believe.
Come on, it's
amen. Amen. I could say to the mountain, be
moved.
Be moved.
Now
it's
the song.
He told me if I would believe all of my sins would be washed away.
Aliniambia kiamini dhambi zangu zote zitaoshwa.
Where did you tell me at? Right here.
Aliniambia kutoka
Biblia.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. The poor have the gospel preached.
Maskini wana injili kuhubiriwa.
Amen. Still today, the same thing.
Sikuelewa bado jambo hili.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I've got a long story I could tell you about how I came in contact with Brother Brown's message and all these things and take you through it and spend a week telling you all the things that God brought through, how God led me. But the point is, He led me to one place, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Brother Brown said that gift has already been declared.
The giver?
The gift that he had that life, you know, the gift.
Anasema kwamba nabii anasema kwamba kipawa ambacho nimewacho kishatangazwa.
Amen. God gave Brother Brown the gift and he declared it. He had real good doing.
Na Brown Mungu alimpa kipawa na akatangaza kile kipawa.
I don't have to re-declare that gift is already declared.
Mimi siwezi tangaza kile kipawa kishatangazwa.
Amen. What I do is tell you about the one that declared it through him.
Kila ambacho tutawaambia kuhusu yule ambaye alitangaza bali kwa ndani yake.
And tell your name that you belong to. Amen.
Nakwambia kuhusu jina la Yesu na majina yote.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen. There
were seven of those church age messengers.
They all came and gone.
Wakaja na wanaondoka wote.
And I can tell you the name of every one of them.
Na mnajua jina kila mmoja wao.
Because it's been revealed.
Kwa sababu ishafunuliwa.
But that would just mean you got knowledge.
Lakini ilikuwa tu ndio ujue.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But you gotta know the Jesus they knew.
Lakini lazima ujue Yesu ambaye alijulikana kwa
Paulo. You gotta know the Jesus Paul knew.
Lazima ujue Yesu alijulikana kwa Paulo. Amen.
You gotta know the Jesus that Paul knew when he said.
Lazima ujue Yesu ambaye Paulo alijua aliposema.
I am crucified with Christ.
Mimi nimesulubishwa na Kristo.
Nevertheless I live.
Ila sio mimi naishi.
But it's not me that lives.
So mimi naishi.
But it's Christ that lives in me.
Kristo naishi ndani yangu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I honor all those that came before me.
Kuna wale mimi na waheshimu. Sikiza. Wale ambao kabla yangu walitangulia.
Amen.
I've talked to the pastor about Colombo. He was one of the messenger that was in that darkest hour.
Alikuwa mjumbe ambaye alikuwa katika wakati wa giza sana.
He knew very little about the word, but he stood his ground in his hour.
Alijua kidogo kuhusu Mungu lakini alisimama imara.
But if he had the wind, we wouldn't be here today.
Amen. Asingalikuwepo tusingalikuwa hapa siku ya leo.
If Luther hadn't preached what he preached, we wouldn't be here.
Hata kama Luther asingalihubiri kile alichohubiri, hatungekuwa hapa siku ya leo.
If John Wesley hadn't preached what he preached, there'd been no William Branham.
Kama Wesley asingalihubiri kile alihubiri, William Branham asingalikuja.
And if there'd been no William Branham, there'd be no bride ready to die.
Na William Branham asingalikuwepo, hakungekuwa na bibi
harusi.
Amen.
Amen. He started us down the stream, right to glory.
Ametuweka katika mfereji wa kuelekea katika utukufu.
God took him home.
na kutupeleka nyumbani.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we'll continue the work.
Na tunaendelea na kazi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just as the disciples continued the work through that Jesus continued the work.
Wanafunzi wa Yesu waliendelea kazi ya Yesu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we're continuing now with the same revelation.
Wewe tunaendelea na ufunuo ule ule.
But we realize Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. He's ever present. Brother Brown has been gone for 40-something years. Brother Brown has been gone for 40-something years. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When God took him off the scene, he didn't take the Holy Ghost. When God took him off the scene, he didn't take the revelation off the scene.
Amen.
Amen.
But I do read
in the church age book where it says, without a revelation every day, the church
will die. God's
got ministry. Apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers. That's continuing in the word.
Amen.
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 And the Bible says, blessed is that
servant.
That when the Lord cometh, that he find them giving out meat in due season.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That meat Brother Brown gave out, he did good in his hour. I grew fat on it.
The Bible got on us
But there's still meat being given out. The Bible says the path of a righteous man. The path of a righteous man.
Amen, that's right. The Bible says, "Njia haki
is like a light."
Amen. Nekama nuru ama nyota.
They're shining more and more.
Ambayo inaendelea kung'aa, inaendelea hata siku ya
leo. Amen. Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine on you, brother. Amen.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
When God's got much people, don't mean everyone's coming the same route we're coming.
Na Mungu akiona watu wengi haimaanishi kila mtu atakuja vile tunavyokuja. Sio.
There's going to be a rapture and a few elected going in there.
Kuna wanakuwa na wateule wadogo ambao wataenda watakaoenda.
But I like to think of this, when there's one going to rapture, I won't be that one.
Lakini ningependa kusema hivi, kama kuna mmoja atakayekuwa ni mimi.
Amen.
Amina.
Mungu
ndiye Mungu.
Amen. The poor has the gospel preached to them.
Maskini wamepata injili.
Jesus Christ is still preaching the gospel to the poor.
Yesu anaendelea kuhubiri injili kwa maskini.
Jesus Christ is still lifting the poor up out of the dunghill.
Yesu Kristo anaendelea kuinua maskini kutoka katika udongo.
He's lifting the poor up out of the dust.
Anawatoa mchangani.
And set us among friends.
Na anawaketisha miongoni mwa watawala.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a blessed people.
Amen.
Mungu atakubarikiwa.
You're a great people.
Ni watu wakuu.
You got the blessing of God on you.
Ni baraka za Mungu juu yako.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ loves you.
Yes, I'm offended.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we read in the book of Revelation,
so kitabu cha Ufunuo,
we find that the God angel came into Jerusalem sending from the east.
Tuajua kwamba katika Ufunuo saba malaika alikuja Yerusalemu akitoka upande wa mashariki.
Amen.
Amina.
It's taught by us by the prophet of this age.
Akasimama na nabii wa kizazi chetu hiki.
That the gospels came westward.
Na injili kaendelea kuendelea magharibi.
And he said, now it's on the west coast.
Sasa akasema imefika magharibi ya pwani.
He said, the only way it is can go now and go east.
Akasema mahali popote ambaye anaweza enda tu ni kurudi mashariki.
Amen. It'll finally wind up in Israel.
Inamaliza ikikwisha kule Israel.
But before it wind up in Israel, it's got to come right over East Africa.
Lakini kabla
the gospel is passing by today.
Injili inapita kila siku.
He's given us grace. He's given us abundance of grace.
Amen.
for the bride.
Mungu amemruhusu uko mbele.
Hallelujah. Oh, funny car pastor Nas.
Mambo yamewezekana sasa kwa sababu yuko
hapa. Yes, girls get the visitation from God.
Tunapata kutembelewa na Mungu.
Amen.
Amina.
He's still preaching the gospel to the
poor. Anahubiri injili kwa masikini.
Amen.
Amina.
He came to heal up the broken hearted.
Alikuja kufunga mioyo ambayo ilikuwa imevunjika.
He came to heal them that's bruised.
Alikuja wale ambao walikuwa wamechubwa.
Amen. Amen. Let's raise our hands and pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't wind up in Jerusalem, two prophets on the same
time.
But before the two prophets come to Israel,
he gives the
little poor bride that book to eat. Yeah, the little book of Revelation 10:8-11. He said, I'm going back to Israel. Oh, you need this before. Oh, I'm dealing with Israel, I'm not dealing with the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's not the two prophets not there today. That's why the two prophets not today still dealing with the Gentile bride.
You just about what I'm going to do. We are almost going to have a
know that they're on the scene. God speaking to their heart. But they're waiting. Amen. Till we eat the little book up. He said, take the little book and eat it up. Amen. We read in Daniel 12. We see that mighty angel standing in the river. He has both hands raised to heaven. Dressed in fine linen. But he has no little book in his hand. What happened to it? She ate it up. It went from the hand of the Almighty to the hand of the Lamb.
You talk about the Lamb.
Because he was the only one worthy to take it.
Amen.
But
then
when he took it, he opened the seventh seal.
I'm not familiar with the
yes.
Amen. And he made us worthy by the
Lord. I got to find out. What's the name of the Lamb?
Amen.
Amen.
Then he said to John, you take it now.
I got to be on chukua sasa.
John being the type of the ministry in this bride.
Amani. Mfano wa bibi harusi katika
wakati. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He was worthy, and then he came to make us worthy. That mighty angel came down, that covenant angel.
You know, malaika wa agano alishukachini.
A rainbow about him.
Amezingirwa na upinde wa mvua.
Amen.
Amina.
The Bible says he was hidden in a cloud.
Bibesema kama alikuwa amefichwa katika wingu.
But his face was shining like the sun.
Lakini uso wake ulikuwa unang'aa kama jua.
But we got those eyes that lets us see through their clouds. We can see through the clouds and see Jesus.
Sasa tunaweza kutazama kupitia kwa wingu na tukaona Yesu ndani ya ile wingu.
Amen. Amen. Brother Simon got a good laugh at me yesterday talking about the eye. I told Brother Simon, I can't blink like you. That's what was in my head.
Ndugu ndiye ametengenezwa and some wazazi wako wengine ni wa China. Hawezi kublink, unajua kusii.
My forehead muscles.
I
don't have any muscles in my eyes. Amen. So one member of the body of Christ, if one member missing, it makes a difference.
Kama kuna kiungo kimoja au mshirika mmoja amekosekana katika mwili kuna tofauti kubwa sana. That's my
natural I got this muscle.
What?
So there's nothing for my brain to say muscle raising my head.
Nasema kama hakuna kuhusiano kati ya macho yake na akili. Hata akili kisema kipe. Uvulenga hawezi kuvulenga. Kwa hakuna kitu cha kushika na kusikia hiyo sauti.
Amen. But these muscles here work good.
Lakini hapo inafanya vizuri na inarudi vipi?
Amen. Hallelujah. First time when he got lamp, he had to go outside.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. He thought I was putting him on for a while. Amen. But God gave us some eyes, not me, but the bride. That we can see through the cloud and see his face shine as bright. Still got that sign. We can enjoy the word of God. God didn't say big long face like a mule. Amen. He said rejoice, didn't he?
Amen.
I'll tell you, we, the poor got the gospel in its
fullness.
Hallelujah. We got the little book. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He opened all the seals up, saying that to his prophet William Branham.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, well, the seventh one wasn't open, was it? Yes, it was. He said, just like all the others. Had to be
before the book.
I'm going to tell your pastor what the seventh seal, what was said when the seventh seal was opened. And he, in turn, will let you know.
All right,
let's go here, Brother Simon. I want to tell you. Now, the seventh seal, when it was opened,
Amen. What did
you
say?
Amen.
Uliku ani? Kimya. Ulipo funguliwa, uliku ani? Kimya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the seventh seal was opened, there was silence.
Wakati mungu wasabu ulipo funguliwa, uliku ani? Kimya.
You know why there was silence?
Ulipo ulikuwa kimya?
The book could be opened then. The book could be open when the seventh seal was pulled off.
Kitabu kingalifunguliwa sasa wakati muhuri wa saba ulipofunguliwa.
See, there was seven seals like a scroll rolled up.
Kulikuwa na muhuri saba kama chuo kimefungwa moja juu ya nyingine.
Seven pieces of tape around.
Ilikuwa kama imefungwa kama tape juu ya nyingine.
It couldn't be opened until all seven seals taken off.
Haikingefunguliwa mpaka miuri yote saba ifunguliwe. That's right.
Yeah, is every time a seal was taken off, the first one, white horse rider.
Wakati muuri wa kwanza ilipofunguliwa mpanda farasi mweupe.
Second one, red horse rider.
Ya pili mpanda farasi mwekundu.
Third one, black horse rider.
Ya tatu mpanda farasi mweusi.
Fourth one, pale horse rider.
Yule nne mpanda farasi wa kijivujivu.
Fifth one, souls under the altar.
Ya tano, nazi chini ya madhabahu.
The sixth one,
ya sita,
tribulation, day of the Lord.
Na wale wengine.
But when the seventh one was took off,
lakini ya saba ilipofunguliwa,
there wasn't a thing said. There weren't a thing said when the seventh one was taken
off.
Why? See, because it was rolled up. First seal, second seal, third seal, fourth seal, fifth seal, sixth seal. But there was one, that seventh one couldn't be opened until it was taken off.
Kwa mungu wa kwanza, wa pili, wa tatu, wa nne, lakini wa saba, hakinga funguliwa mpaka huu funguliwe kwanza.
That's why when he took it off, there was silence.
Ndiposa alipochukua ulikuwa na kimya.
But the little book was open.
Lakini kitabu hiki kilikuwa kiko wazi.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So now we got the little book.
Sasa tuna kitabu kidogo sasa.
Amen. We got the little book and we've eaten it up.
Tuna kitabu kidogo na tumekila sasa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Did you get that?
Mwelewa pale?
Amen. Remember, something was said every time the seal was opened until the seventh.
Ulipofunguliwa mpaka hadi wa saba ulipofunguliwa.
Hallelujah, that was silence.
Ilikuwa ni kimya.
That time of silence been playing out.
Na yule wakati wa kimya umekuwa ukiendelea.
God's been working, setting the church in order, setting the ministry in order.
Mungu amekuwa akifanya kila kanisa
katika home ministry lined up.
Katika huduma tano ikiingia katika laini yake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, he ascended heaven with a shout.
Tambua anachukua kutoka mbinguni na mwaliko.
That's the mighty angel.
Ni malaika mkuu.
And with the voice of the archangel.
Na sauti ya malaika mkuu.
And with the trump of God.
Na parapanda ya Mungu.
And in the completion of it, the dead are raised and the living are changed.
Na katika ukamilifu wake, wafu watafufuliwa na waamini watabadilishwa. Hallelujah.
That's what's taking place.
Hiyo ndio inatendeka.
We've been eating a little bird.
Tumekuwa tukile kitabu kidogo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amina.
The angel been among us.
Malaika mkuu miongoni mwetu.
And when Brother Brown preached the rapture message,
Mabema uhubiri kule ujumbe wa kunyakuliwa,
he says Christ does all three of these.
Alisema Kristo anatenda mambo hayo yote matatu.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Christ is still doing in this hour.
Kwa Kristo bado anaendelea kufanya hayo katika wakati huu.
Amen.
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 Notice now the poor has a gospel preached.
Tamba sawa maskini wana injili kuhubiriwa.
Hallelujah.
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 May not have any muscles in my eyelid, but when I sweat, they run in my eye. It's got feeling in it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. So, this is me. Amen. But I love each one of you. I appreciate each one of you. Amen. And I just thank God for you. And I'm here to tell you,
now I'm here,
Jesus Christ he's still preaching the gospel to the poor.
Yes.
So we should never let our financial possessions ever affect the richness of the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
He
made us rich in spirit. He's made us rich in love.
Amen.
He's made us rich in feelings for one another.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Of all the places I could have been this month. Amen. We came to Africa.
Tumekuja Afrika.
Because we love the African people.
Kwa sababu tunapenda watu wa Afrika.
We've been coming for several years.
Tumekuja miaka mingi iliyopita.
Although this is our first trip to Kenya.
Ingawa hii ni safari ya kwanza kuja Kenya.
But I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Lakini nimefurahia kila sehemu nitakayoenda.
I can say this about the Kenyan. You are a great people.
Amen.
Amen. You have a place in your heart for the love of God. You have a place in your heart for the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said to them wealthy Pharisees, he said, my word has no place in you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So he went to the poor.
Alienda kwa maskini.
He went to the common people.
Alienda kwa watu wa kawaida.
Well, them stiff-necked religious people.
Wale watu wa shingo ngumu, dini ya shingo ngumu.
With all their white robes and
pantaloons.
Said about Jesus, he eats with a publican and sinner. Sure he did. He came to preach the gospel to
them. How do you want to go?
That's what Jesus said, go tell John.
Among
other things, the poor has a gospel. And after he fasted 40 days and nights and came out of the wilderness, Jesus. After Jesus fasted 40 days and nights and came out of the wilderness, he began to tell about his commission. He said, God has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Amen.
Amen. God didn't anoint him to preach the gospel to the high-ups unless the high-ups wanted to come down and be one of us.
Mungu hakumtia mafuta ubiri watu wale
rich can receive that they will come down and accept it on that level.
Yeah, lakini matajiri wanaweza kupokea kama watashuka chini kwa kuchukua katika ule upeo.
Amen. By one spirit we're all baptized.
Kwa umoja tumebatizwa wote katika mwili mmoja.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rich, poor, high, we're one.
Wale juu wa chini wa kawaida tuko kitu kimoja katika
Yesu. Says neither Jew nor Gentile, bound, free, or whatever.
Wale wa maana mataifa Wayahudi chochote ulicho.
If he baptized you into his body, you're one of them.
Kama umebatizwa katika mwili wake mmoja ndani yake.
God bless you today.
Mungu awabariki leo.
It's been such a pleasure to be with you.
Nimekuwa furaha sana kwa kuwa pamoja
nanyi.
feel the Spirit of God. See you rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
I feel so comfortable with Brother Simon's interpretation. I forget he's interpreting, I keep going.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate you. I love you. Amen. Father, bless this work today. May it go forth and accomplish that
which you have.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Turn
service,
see Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.